You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Roto. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Roto Experts in the Morning starts now.
It is Friday, March 31st, final day of March 2017. And this is the Roto Experts in the Morning. The final Roto Experts in the Morning during the week before baseball season begins. Alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Barson, I'm Greg Sussman. No, Matty Moe, he's in Vegas, Corey.
Yeah, Matt Medica's in Vegas, so definitely wish him good luck out there trying to bring the whole thing back. You know what I'm saying? Trying to take the whole thing down. So we got Matty Moe in Vegas. It's me and you this morning. I got a football draft and a football auction going on. Got fantasy baseball about to start. It's Friday. It's raining in the city. WrestleMania coming up.
Yeah, WrestleMania weekend.
Final Four. It's a lot going down.
So it's a big weekend. March Madness, that's right, as you said. Unbelievable.
One shining moment coming up.
One shining moment Monday night. Can't go to bed until one shining moment. Do you cry from one shining moment?
No, I don't. I'm not that emotional. No. I have years in the past, but not recently. I think the last...
What if UNC wins? What if South Carolina wins?
That would be crazy, but it won't be no tears.
All right.
No.
Goosebumps?
Goosebumps, but I've kind of lost some of that,
really?
You know what I mean? Some of that passion, you know what I'm saying? I don't know why, Greg. I try to do better, but whatever.
I get goosebumps for sure. I get goosebumps in a major way. Every time. Like, wow, the ball is tipped.
The ball is tipped. One shining moment is the jam, though.
It is. What do you think when these idiots try to, like, put like Jennifer Hudson singing it?
Just do it the regular way.
The real way.
With Luther, right? Luther is the real
one. It's got to be Luther.
Yes, Luther is the real one. I don't need nobody else handling One Shining Moment.
I don't even understand why. Why measure the success?
Yeah, One Shining Moment is fine the way it is.
It'd be nice if we had one shining moment for everything.
Yeah, like after your draft.
Yeah.
The nomination is made.
Exactly.
The player is bought.
Yeah. Exactly. So you have that and like all like the reactions of everyone in the room. Like when we had our draft a couple nights ago, Charlie Morton was picked, Corey. And the entire room goes, Charlie Morton! And that would be in there. Like, that was the one guy everyone laughed at.
Yeah.
And then, so one of my buddies, he like tried trading up like for an entire round because he really wanted one guy. And eventually this guy fell to him. It was Jock Peterson.
Okay.
And he got Jock Peterson. Jock Peterson like the 18th round, right?
Yeah.
But he was so concerned with getting Jock Peterson, he didn't realize they had previously traded for like the pick after.
Yeah.
So he literally had two picks in a row. It was Jock Peterson. He's basically celebrating getting the guy he wanted. And all of a sudden, I just say, your time is up. 10.
Yeah.
The whole room starts chanting, 10, 9.
Yeah.
It was like it was New Year's.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he goes, Charlie Morton, and we all lose it. We all lose our minds.
you know, speaking of Jock Peterson, I mean, well, this really don't really have nothing to do with Jock Peterson.
Sure.
You know, whenever we say Jock Peterson, I say it's going down. Obviously, young Jock is going down. Have you seen pictures of young Jock recently?
No.
Google Young Jock.
All right, take a look.
Yeah, Google Young Jock. Take a look at Young Jock. I want to know what you think.
All right. Is this Young Jock? This can't be Young Jock.
Images, right?
This is Young Jock now?
That's Young Jock.
What?
That's Young Jock. Yeah, I don't know. You know, he does a morning show in Atlanta, right?
Okay.
But I don't know if they ask him to turn into a woman to do the morning show.
It's not nice.
No, I'm sorry. You know, he takes a lot of heat about it, but he's comfortable with it. You know, he's like, that's something new for him.
This is the one that it says it's going down in College Park?
Yeah, that's when it's going down in College Park. Yeah, uh-huh.
I don't believe you.
I'm dead serious. That's Young Jock.
What the hell is... Did you draft Jock Peterson if he looked like this?
No. He got to hit the ball. He got to hit 35 home runs guaranteed if I draft him. Yeah, young Jock like lost his mind a little bit.
Yeah.
But he's in the radio, so that's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty dope.
I need to make my three nominations for this auction today.
Yeah, make your three. Oh, yeah. Who you nominate tonight?
I think I'm going to nominate Mike Evans at 25. I'm not buying Mike Evans. I'm doing a different strategy. I'm buying two. I want to spend $90 on two backs and like average the receivers out at about 20 apiece. And so Mike Evans doesn't fit into that plan.
Sorry.
Yeah, because Mike Evans is going to go for much more than...
Yeah, he's going to go for pretty expensive, probably.
Yeah, exactly. So I got to do that this morning. And other than that, I'm chilling, Greg. You know, it's a good time of year to be a fantasy guy, you know, because there's a lot of different things going on and stuff like that.
So. Sure. So you know what I realized, by the way, Corey?
What's popping?
So for the GST draft tomorrow, I was trying to figure out, I was sleeping with Judy's tonight, if I had to bring my computer or not, I could just like bring my iPad.
Yeah.
And I realized my iPad now is the same problem my computer did.
Oh, with the cloud?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness, Greg. What the hell are you going
to
do?
I don't know. I'm going to call Apple again.
That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big cam for a dollar. I might get him because it's like bad news with his shoulder.
Yeah.
Or it might be crickets. You feel what I'm saying?
Hey, speaking of quarterbacks, we have the baseball, of course, coming up. Yeah. He's Mike Lyon wrapping up at 9:30. Right up the week here at 9:30. I had to ask you. What's about this? No one ever talks about Cam Newton and Andrew Luck. Why is no one talking about Marcus Mariota? Because
we talked about Marcus Mariota on the football show.
Okay, well, that was a couple days ago. Yeah. Right? That was a couple days ago now, every Wednesday. But Marcus Mariota, we haven't talked about it on the morning show at all.
Yeah, no, we haven't.
Because Mariota, coming back with a broken leg, and Mike Mularkey, head coach, basically was like, listen, our goal is not to get him ready for training camp or preseason. We want him ready week one. Like, when your coach is saying that in, like, March, this leg injury is probably pretty terrible. It wasn't like David Carr's injury, or just like a Derek Carr's injury, where it's just like, all right, clean break, he'll be fine. This is like bad.
I also heard that they also said they expect him to be a full go, though. You know what I'm saying? So I think when you say, okay, he'll be there at the beginning of training camp, I think you kind of set an expectation that, okay, he's definitely going to be here. But if the player's not there, then all hell breaks loose. You feel what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
So maybe say, well, he'd be ready for the start of the season. So then this way, that pressure is not on him to be there day one. You feel what I'm saying?
That makes sense.
That's probably why they'd probably talk it down a little bit. But for a lot of reports I've heard is that Marcus Mariota should be fine. Like, he's recovering well. So, you know, he's a player I want to see out there because you may say, okay, well, still need some weapons on the outside. We saw a sharp pop in preseason. Then we saw a sharp pop again towards the end of the season. Rishard Matthews was excellent. But they still need some pieces in the passing game. Delanie Walker's not getting no younger or no more inconsistent. So I'm quite sure they'll take a wide receiver, one of their two first-round picks in the draft. But I think Mariota's in a good spot. You know, the offense is still going to be predominantly running, but he was very efficient at times last year. So I'm in on Mariota. If he slips late enough, I've got him.
Yeah, I think so too. Marcus Mariota, like, even though he had a very easy schedule last year, everyone said he couldn't keep it up, and for the fantasy playoffs, you wanted to drop him. For the cost of nothing, I'm going to be on him too. Because I don't think he's going to cost you anything.
Yeah, I don't think so either. So I can do a Mariota, you know what I mean? I can go into a season with a Mariota Trevor Siemian. I can fine with that.
Okay. So I look at... Wait, you see Marcus Mariota, Trevor Siemian?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Trevor Siemian's going to be a volume passer.
Volume passer.
Yeah.
You don't even know he's having the job.
He's going to get the gig. It's not going to be Paxton Lynch.
It's
either
going to
be Trevor Siemian or Tony Romo.
Who's the first round? You don't think they're going to give Paxton Lynch his job?
No, they're not going to give Paxton Lynch. Paxton Lynch is not ready yet. Paxton Lynch is a project.
Interesting. Interesting.
You can get him off the wire. You could take him in the 20th round. I'm telling you, he's going to bring back value. Mike McCoy, they're just going to throw the foot. They're going to throw the football more this year.
All right. Hey, she was a terrible feeling.
What's that?
A couple things, actually. Number one, I was coming up with stuff for the show last night, and
you did a good job.
I had a really good idea.
Yeah,
and I forgot it.
I hate when that happens.
Like, I laid in bed, I was like, wow, this is perfect for Corey and I tomorrow. The two of us are going to rock this. And I totally forgot what it was.
Yeah, sometimes that happens.
Like, literally, I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was like, oh my God, what was the idea? Oh yeah, it's this. Went back to sleep. Nah, I don't know.
Yeah, so I hate when that happens. That happened to me the other day. You remember?
Yeah. You were pumped. You were pumped like on Tuesday, and you came in Wednesday morning. You're like, what was that great idea?
Yeah, I couldn't think about it. Speaking of late nights, you know, last night for me was weird. Right, so I was getting myself together, getting prepared for today's programming and stuff like that, and was texting back and forth with this young lady, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm texting back and forth, whatever, and then I guess I just dozed off, you know what I'm saying? I woke up, you know, probably like a little after four, and I looked at my phone, and I saw my phone was like, you know, it was lit up. I'm like, what's going on? So I look at the phone. I had a couple of texts that came in 2 a.m. in the morning. Like, why do people think I'm going to be up at this time of morning? And I noticed I had a missed phone call. So I'm like, who the hell is calling me? So the young lady who's calling me, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's good? She was like, I text her like, are you okay? You know what I'm saying? Because it was like 4:45, something like that. So I'm thinking I'm not going, you know, she'll reply when she wakes up. The next thing I know, the phone is ringing.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, is it somebody at the door? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the hell's going on? You know what I mean? And she was like, yo, I went to the bathroom earlier, whatever, and I saw a mouse. And I'm like,
oh, my God.
But what do you want me to do? So she was like freaked out. I can't go back to sleep because there's a mouse in the bathroom. And I'm like, well, I can go back to sleep. You feel what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. It's not that serious. The mouse is like, okay, I understand. Talk to the landlord, whatever. There's nothing I can do for you right now. You know what I'm saying? She ends up staying on the phone for a damn hour, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as I doze back off, it's time to effing get up again. I mean, I still feel good. I'm still fresh. I'm still ready to go. You know what I'm saying? I'm a hustler. I'm a grinder, whatever. But fancy executive needs rest. I can't. I'm not an exterminator. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what? Mickey was in the bathroom. So what? You know what I'm saying?
I just know. What does she want you to do? Like 4:30?
Yeah, what do you think? I'm going to come over there and close the hole? You know what I'm saying?
You have a job.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So that's a bad feeling for sure.
Yeah, it's crazy. They stay on the phone for an hour. And if you're not... Well, let me not say that. It's nothing to talk about at that time except, you know, whatever.
You know that... Another bad feeling is, so you're at the team on Wednesday, right? So, and you actually know this feeling. You dealt with it earlier this offseason.
Tell me about it.
You're at the team. You feel good. A day later, like, your player gets hurt. That's happening to JD Martinez.
JD Martinez.
So I don't want to go that far, but like, you go to Roto World, obviously, you check all the player updates naturally. And the first two I see last night before I go to bed. Two guys I drafted.
That's a horrible feeling.
Two guys drafted. Brett Anderson had a shaky night Thursday, and the Cubs' exhibition loss to the Astros, allowing 4 runs, 3 earned. 8 hits, 1 walk over 5 innings. And it gives me their analysis. Right, I drafted Brett Anderson, literally my last pick. I thought he'd be a solid starter. He's a pitcher for the Cubs. I'm feeling good. And then he says this. Here's the last line. Anderson did well to beat out Mike Montgomery for the final spot in the Cubs' rotation, but we wouldn't expect him to have an especially long leash. Here it is. Here it comes. Anderson won't be worth your time in fantasy.
That's the RotoWire dude, though. He don't know enough. That's the Roto World dude, though. He don't know enough.
No, Ray only does football. I don't know who does baseball ones. So I saw that. That makes you feel good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but it was my last round pick. Like, whatever, I'll give him a couple starts. If he sucks, I'll drop him. Whatever, fine.
Yeah.
No big deal.
You're quick to do that anyway.
Yeah. Here's literally the next one right under that. Ready?
Yeah.
Lance McCullers took a beating Thursday in the Astros exhibition win over the Cubs. I had both starters in this game,
yeah,
and they both got robbed. Exhibition win over the Cubs.
Did you have any hitters in that game that did well?
I do have hitters, but neither of my guys did well. Went over the Cubs, allowing 5 hits, 5 runs over 4 lackluster innings. Blah, 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 blah. 3 of the 5 hits he went allowed, extra bases. McCullers will start Houston's second game of the season.
Crazy. Crazy.
That sucks.
That's despicable. So see, you already have. So now you have a situation where
now I'm nervous.
It makes you a little bit nervous when that happens. Listen, that is a deflating feeling as a fantasy owner. Like, at least get on the field and give me some production first. You know what I mean? I went through it with Sammy Watkins last year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was in Vegas. I'm pulling this cat up the board. All signs clear. You know what I'm saying? I wake up that next morning. You know, because I went to Top Golf with that night with Dr. Roto. So
I said, so next month I'm gonna go to Top Golf.
The one in Jersey?
The one in Jersey.
Who you going with?
I'm going with my sister,
yeah.
Judy, and
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay, y'all.
Yeah.
Going out there. So I went to visit the one in Vegas. You know what I'm saying? It was me, Doc, Kickman, a couple other cats. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we have a good time. We come back. Me and Doc chilling, whatever. And then, you know what I'm saying, I get, you know, I do the Vegas, I go to sleep.
Yeah.
And then I get up and I look at my phone, and it's like Sammy Watkins' foot is tired and he's likely going to get shut down. And I'm like, you lie. You feel what I'm saying? So I know all too well the feeling, the J.D. Martinez thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting in the restaurant with my man, with Brian, and he's like looking at me at his phone, and he's like, look at this. And I'm like, what? He's like, J.D. Martinez left the game with a foot injury. And I'm like, he'd be fine. And then he wasn't. You feel what I'm saying? And like, yeah. The news got worse and worse and worse and worse. So you feel bad because, like, I need these players to do good because, you know, I'm in tout wars. And, you know, that's a big deal. So I need these players to do good, Greg. It's not fair that they go out there and they get hurt before I even have a chance to show them off. Like, I got to wait till like May for J.D. Martinez. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I got Anthony Rizzo and Charlie Blackman and some other good people on that team.
Jermar Gomez.
Can you help me set that lineup today?
Of course I can.
Thank you.
Do you want to do that next? Though? Is that what you're saying?
I got this on Roto site is a funny site. Yeah. So yeah, we got to do that. We'll do it. If I can figure out how to set the lineup, then we'll do it.
This is why he's in Tout Wars, ladies and gentlemen. this is why. We're gonna take a break. We got more fun on the Roto Experts in the Morning coming your way next. We're back here on the Roto Experts in the Morning Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Final Friday program, of course, Corey. Opening day.
Opening day.
You consider opening day Sunday or Monday?
Monday. I don't do the Sunday opening day
okay.
thing. I'm a Monday's opening day guy.
So with that being said, is it like a holiday for you? Is it like a thing or you just, you know,
nah, you wish people, anything? I don't know, but somehow, I think even if you're not like a baseball person, you know what I'm saying? You tell somebody happy opening day, they'll normally say happy opening day back to you. It's kind of like it's. I don't really think even people that's not into baseball, they look at it as like the winter is over. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's like the you know, spring summer type feeling to opening day that gets people excited.
Yes. So now let's see here. I was reading about my iPad problem. I have to read this during the break.
You can't really do nothing about that now.
It's a long thing. I don't even have my iPad with me. Yeah, I don't really consider it a holiday either. I think it's just like people are excited about baseball. Like everyone's like watching every at bat, and it's exciting. It's a thing, and then it kind of just wears off a little bit. Then it's just like, all right, I got 6 months of this.
Yeah. And then you get into the day to day grind and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and you play in those daily leagues.
Yeah.
Like those daily leagues, so it's really going to be a grind for you.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. I'm excited for the grind.
To each his own.
Well, yeah, I feel like you're already sick of baseball.
No, I'm
that's
not.
Kinda, that's how I feel.
No, I just don't think that those daily lineup moves is ridiculous.
Why?
It's too much, Greg.
No, it's not. Okay.
We disagree.
All right. I guess
we disagree on that one.
We're allowed to disagree. You know, I don't like this. I prefer not to disagree with you.
No. It's fine. Submit moves. Okay.
Do you have it ready? Can we look at your lineup now?
Oh, let me see.
You ready for us?
Oh, hold up. Let me see if I did it right.
Yeah?
No, because J.D. Martinez is still in the lineup. I put him on the reserve. Hold on.
We will wait for you.
Submit moves. What the hell is going on here?
I don't know.
This thing is ridiculous. These people are trying to rob me.
They're literally just trying to take your pride.
All right, here we go now. Let's talk about something else while I try to set this.
I thought, well, how am I going to talk about something else when you're trying to set this?
Hmm?
You're going to be trying to set it. What am I going to do?
Talk to me.
but I literally know you're not going to be paying attention to me.
I'm paying attention to you. Okay, J.D. Martinez is an active outfielder. He needs to be reserve.
See?
Yeah, I got to put him in the reserve.
And I was supposed to talk to you.
All right, I'll do this in the break, too.
Okay, fine.
Bring up something else.
Do you think the Cavs are just going through a thing? Or is this something actually that we have to care about?
All right, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about this.
Yep.
The Cavs are in a tough spot right now. No doubt about that. They're in a tough spot right now. I take that loss last night to Chicago. They're not looking good. But I just think at some point, something's going to click inside of LeBron James, and it's going to be business as usual, and they'll be back in the NBA Finals. You feel what I'm saying? Like, this is going to be a tougher road for the Cavaliers this year, but I think somewhere we probably end up in the second round, you know, they'll probably get to a point where they'll be, like, down you know, they'll be to an elimination game. Mm-hmm. And then LeBron, it'll be like game six. And, you know, like the Wizards will have a chance to wrap it up, whatever. And LeBron will will them to victory in that game. Then they'll go back. And then, you know, he'll figure out, LeBron James will figure out a way to get this Cleveland Cavaliers team to the finals. So is it something to worry about now? Yes, I do think it is, because they're not playing. They're not going to beat whoever come out the West this year.
Right.
But they're going to have some battles in the East. But I do think in the long run, LeBron James will prevail.
I also think that LeBron James and the Cavs will prevail ultimately. Like, I feel like this is one of those things for the Cavs where they're going through like a late season swoon. Like, it's really hard to do it year after year after year. And then like the playoffs come, they'll figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? They'll figure it out. I don't know. Maybe LeBron just likes dramatics. You feel what I'm saying?
Like, I don't think so. I think it's like a pain in the ass for him, to be honest with you. He has to answer all these BS questions. Yeah. But I feel like they'll figure it out.
Yeah, they'll figure it out. They'll figure it out. LeBron and crew, they'll figure it out, because he's the best player on the planet. It's not Lonzo Ball. It's LeBron James. You know what I'm saying?
It's debatable. The Blazers had a huge win last night. I watched part of that game. You see
who
that?
They beat?
The Rockets.
Okay. That's a good W for them.
Beat the Rockets in Rip City last night. Portland now one game under 500, a game and a half ahead of the Denver Nuggets, the final playoff spot in the Western Conference.
Okay, but here's the thing. They should have been a better team this year.
I agree.
They should have been a better team. I thought they'd have been able to compete for a top four or five seed this year.
Right.
And maybe, you know, maybe you see them take like the Spurs or the Warriors to like a game six in Portland or something like that. That's what I expect.
Why can't they still do that?
Because they're going to be like the seventh seed.
So you just told me you're taking the Spurs or the Warriors to game six. They're still going to face the Spurs and the Warriors.
Yeah, but obviously they're not having a type of season. Something's missing from that team.
Well, I think they've gotten it since the trade deadline when they acquired Joseph Nurkic. Like, that changed everything for this team.
Yeah, but still,
8-2 in their last 10, 5 in a row.
They might get a win or two over those big, you know, over those big Western Conference powers. They don't have it this year. They can't make that run from that deep in the playoffs to go to the finals to knock off all of those teams.
Well, of course, if they, you know, season ends right now, I mean, Portland Golden State would be a very fun first series.
It was a fun series last year.
Correct.
It was a fun series last year.
Because you're not scared of them.
No, because they play that type of game. They have a dominant player in the backcourt. Well, they have a dominant backcourt, period.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
CJ McCollum struggled a little bit, but yeah.
Yeah, and especially if, you know, the Warriors don't bring back Durant till the second round. That'll be very entertaining. This is going to be a great NBA playoff, I think. So especially in the Eastern Conference.
You know, I'll just go to the Western Conference for a second.
Okay.
Because it ends right now, you know, which it doesn't. Mm-hmm. Ends right now. You got the Warriors and the Blazers, which we just admitted would be fun.
Yep.
What is the ugliest matchup you could pick for the Spurs? Would you guess?
Memphis.
Spurs, Memphis. Oh my God!
The grindhouse.
There's not going to be 100 point score by
either team. No. They got to grind it out.
Yeah.
But Memphis will not have enough offense. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
they don't
have
a player like Leonard.
So if you had to pick a fun Rocket series, who would you choose? The three seed. Who would you choose? The
Clippers?
Nope.
Who is the back? Who is it? Who would it be?
So the Clippers will be in the 4-5 game playing the Jazz. In a one that they're gonna lose.
Yeah, the Jazz are going to beat the Clippers.
Yeah.
Something's wrong. Doc got to figure that thing out.
I don't think he's going to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the Jazz and the Clippers will figure it, whatever.
That's going to be a good series. I think the Jazz can knock them off, though.
Same. All right, so there's one team left.
Who's the
Rockets?
3-6? I'm trying to think. Who's the 6?
Don't look. It's not fun.
No, it's not. I'm trying to think who's the 6.
The Rockets are the 3. Who's the 6? It's very easy.
Who am I missing from the Western Conference?
Who would be fun to face off against the Rockets and James Harden?
Is it the Mavericks?
No.
Mavericks,
why would that
suck.
Be fun?
Yeah.
Why would that be
two
fun?
Two Texas teams. I don't know.
I'm talking about fun.
Fun.
Yes.
Fun.
Who is
Western Conference fun basketball?
Yes. Yes. It's face off against James Harden and the Rockets. It's very easy.
I know, but why am I drawing a blank?
I have no idea. I'm not going to give you the answer.
You're not going to give me the answer?
No.
What kind of friend are you?
Don't look.
I know it's not. It's not New Orleans.
Nope.
It's
not Dallas. It's not Sacramento.
Not Sacramento.
Yeah, you only have like four teams in the West left.
I'm about to say the Supersonics.
it's not the Supersonics.
The Oklahoma City Thunder. Why didn't I think of that?
Westbrook versus Harden, round one.
Wow, the Western Conference, yeah.
That's
how about that, yeah. Those are good playoff matches if the way it stands right now. The NBA playoffs are great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They aren't great. Except then you have the trackers that say, "Oh, I only need to watch the fourth quarter. Who cares?"
Yeah, exactly. But no, those would be fun basketball games. This is the time of year, and especially in the NBA playoffs, where basketball is very enjoyable. They really take center stage these next couple of months, and they'll do a great job of breaking it down and getting all the way to the NBA Finals, which I still expect it to be the Warriors. I have my Golden State Warriors hat on today. It's raining here in New York City. Mm. I didn't want to wear my Yankee hat in the rain.
I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. That's the Western Conference. In the Eastern Conference, Boston's number one right now.
Face
the Pacers round one.
Mm-hmm.
Round then you got the Cavs and the Heat, but Dwayne Wade's not there, so that's not fun.
Yeah, so that's
anymore.
Not fun. It's Miami, LeBron and Miami.
The Wizards and the Bucks, that's fun.
Wizards and the Bucks, that'd be a fun
series.
Fun. Yeah, I like that. That's 3-6.
And the Toronto and Atlanta. Ugh.
That's whack.
And you wanted to talk about the Eastern Conference.
See, Toronto is going to destroy Atlanta because Atlanta's fugazi.
Yeah,
whatever.
Because Kyle Lowry will be back, the whole deal.
Yeah, that's easy right there. But see, that second round in the East is going to be good.
The top four teams.
The top four teams.
Because they're so far and away better
than
everybody else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The matchups of the top four teams
would be
fun.
Especially right now with Cleveland and Washington. That would be real fun. Another team is not afraid of the Cavs.
No, That would be the 2-3, right?
Or as of now, yeah.
Yeah, and then Boston and Toronto. Yeah, the second round of the East would be fun.
Yeah.
The East first round is going to be slow.
Right.
So prepare for that.
I'm prepared. Take a break. When we come back, a little bit of baseball breaking news here. Maybe not really breaking, but... There's baseball news. We'll talk about it here on the Roto Experts in the Morning. Back with you on the Roto Experts in the Morning. Corey, you want to hear the breaking baseball news?
Yeah, let's get it.
So Sandy Alderson was just on with Len Berman here in New York.
On what? Channel 9?
No. He was a morning show in New York.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. On 770, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. I think that's what it is. Maybe 710.
Matt's got a good team. Thank you.
he said he doesn't see David Wright back on the field anytime until at least May.
I don't see him on the field in May.
Yeah.
Being honest with you.
Okay.
I don't be surprised if David Wright plays this year.
Would you be surprised if David Wright ever plays again?
Nope. I think David Wright's career is over.
It's over.
Yep.
Do you think he'll then come work with us?
I don't know. I don't know. Scott will have to do a lot of convincing. Yeah, I don't know though. I don't see David Wright playing baseball this year. I think David Wright has popped. You know, David Wright, nice guy, just the injuries have taken a toll.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the way I look at it for David Wright. Good ambassador to the game, though. Good ambassador to the game, good ambassador to New York City. So you know what I'm saying? I can dig it. I appreciate him being a New Yorker and doing it the right way for all of those years, but I think it's a wrap now.
Yeah, you know, you feel bad, obviously. Mm-hmm. But he's not going to be ready for May 1st. God knows when he's really going to be ready. You're absolutely right, Corey.
Yep. I think that ship has sailed.
Yeah.
I got two Braves in my opening day lineup.
You got two Braves? I thought we were going to go over your lineup.
Yeah, no, I have it set.
Are you ready now?
I just want to make sure it's right. Yeah.
Well, I thought I was going to help you set it.
Okay. All right, you want to help me?
Let's do it.
All right, so... Obviously, I have to take J.D. Martinez out of my lineup and put him in a reserve spot.
Yes.
So that opens up an outfield spot right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Devin Mesoraco has to also go.
Yes.
He's probably going to be in my reserve the whole season.
Why on the reserve, not in free agents?
Yeah, you're right. He's probably going to be in free agency at some point. You know, whatever. You take a shot. This draft was a little bit a while ago. So this is the people I got on my bench, right? So... I'm trying to maneuver and figure out how I'm going to do this because I got Lucas Duda and Josh Harrelson at the corner and middle infield, right? And I have I had JD in the util. So I'm thinking I move Jose Ramirez into the outfield. We like him, right?
I love Jose Ramirez.
So I'm moving Ramirez into the outfield to take Martinez's spot.
Right.
So then that opens up the corner. So I move Lucas Duda from the util. Could be like Lucas Duda, right? Home hit, home runs.
How are the Mets going to be this year?
Oh, stop.
How are the Mets going to be?
They're going to suck.
Mets got a good team.
That's what I thought.
So, Lucas Duda. I'm thinking I should put Duda in my corner, right?
Mets got a good team.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I leave Josh Harrison in the middle, right?
Yeah.
And now I need somebody to put in util.
Talk to me.
Should it be Brandon Phillips or Howie Kendrick? Howie Kendrick still playing?
Yeah. Those are your, you know anything better than that?
Huh?
That's it.
Well, this was a 15-team league, Greg. You know, this is Tout Wars. This is not some child's league. This is the best of the best. You know what I'm saying? This is not, you know. Help me, Greg. Who should it be? I think it should be Brandon Phillips. Roster Resource has
Let's put up a poll. Let's put up a poll, Mike Florio.
Oh, Lord.
Who should Corey start in his final utility spot? Brandon Phillips or Howard Kendrick?
At this point, everybody's going to say Brandon Phillips.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I think Howie Kendrick is pop, right? Is he even? I'm about to go to Roster Resource now and see if he's even going to be batting for the Phillies.
Do you know what team Brandon Phillips plays for?
Brandon Phillips plays for Atlanta.
He does.
Yeah.
That's true.
Howie Kendrick is going to be hitting second for the Phils.
Yeah, better, nice ballpark.
And he's a better, and that's a better spot in the batting order,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Because Brandon Phillips is going to be hitting
Everybody
sixth.
Everybody's going to say Brandon Phillips. And now you want to start Howie Kendrick.
Florida, what do you think? Because he's supposed to be a pretty smart guy.
Florida, yeah. His rankings inside the exclusive edge packet.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He does.
Same.
So he does know what he's doing. Oh, he said Brandon Phillips.
You can hold before you continue. You could read more about Florio's rankings inside the exclusive edge package. Available now at RotoExperts.com. Enter in free radio when you check out. I don't know where the bells are.
Ding! I moved them over there the other day when we was doing the taping.
Right. Check it out. That? Oh, Florio has one downstairs.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a ventriloquist in here.
RotoExperts.com, the place to be not just for your draft needs, Corey, but for lineup decisions just like this. RotoExperts exclusive edge package will have you covered all season long, including Jake Seeley's rankings. And there's nobody better than Jake Seeley, so make sure you check it out.
You know that already.
RotoExperts.com, the poll's up, Corey.
All right, so the poll's up. So Florio said Brandon Phillips. And that's who I have in there right now.
Well, now you can let him explain himself.
Go ahead now, Florio, explain yourself.
Howie Kendrick is kind of washed.
Yeah.
He hit .255 last year. He doesn't do really anything well. Brandon Phillips at least has some pop, some speed. He'll hit for a better average. I don't know. I nothing excites me about Howie Kendrick.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
I took him in my reserve round, Howie Kendrick. All right, so here we go. So, at first baseman is Rizzo. You like this, right?
Yes.
That's good. That's excellent.
Although, I just thought of this, Corey. I don't know if this... Sorry. Phillips does get Syndergaard and DeGrom the first two games. So, it's a rough go.
It's tough.
You know why, right?
Yeah, I know why. I know why.
Mets got a good team.
I know.
I didn't hear that. What was that?
Mets got a good team.
Oh, okay.
All right, so my first baseman is Anthony Rizzo. He's the best.
Yeah,
he's the greatest of all time. Of all time. He's the best baseball player to ever live.
Yes.
My second baseman. Oh, God.
Is it Howie Kendrick?
It's Neil Walker.
So you got Lucas Duda. You got Neil Walker.
Yeah, I have Lucas Duda.
I wonder why
you
picked so many Mets. Is it because possibly...
Mets got a good team.
Okay.
So, Brandon Crawford's my shortstop. We like him.
I like Brandon Crawford.
We like Brandon Crawford.
Yeah.
My third baseman is Adrian Beltre. Locker room guy, clubhouse guy. He's the team captain.
Okay.
I should order his jersey.
He's a little banged up.
He's the captain of my Tout Wars team.
I think.
Yeah, he's a little bit banged up. So, he has to play. I don't have no time for this. Because if he doesn't play, then we're going to be... I got the park dude. I forgot I had the park dude.
Yeah, but that's an issue. He's in the minor leagues. Yeah.
He's going to be up at some point.
So there's another guy on your team who's not playing.
I tell you, this is a disaster.
Just saying.
All right, so Adrian Beltre is third baseman. He'll be fine. He's going to play.
Yeah.
Then I got Charlie Blackmon. He's very good.
Yeah,
he's like one of the best players in Major League Baseball.
He's excellent.
I got Dexter Fowler. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's going to be good, right? I got Adam Duvall. People don't like him, but he hits home runs.
He does.
He hits home runs.
So he does what he does.
And he starts the season in Philadelphia.
He's probably going to hit a home run.
He's probably going to hit two home runs while he's in Philadelphia to start the season. Then I have Ender Inciarte. He starts the season against the Mets.
He does.
Yeah. in the good pitchers. That the
Mets got a good team.
Yeah, yes, we know. Then I got Jose Ramirez, right? We like him. He starts well for Texas and Arizona. He's has good ballparks to start off with. Then my catchers are Chris Herman and Tyler Flowers. We like this so far, don't we?
No.
Why not?
Because Herman doesn't play enough. That's an issue.
He's going to play this year.
Is he?
Yeah. Let's go to roster resources.
I like Tyler Flowers.
Yeah.
Who does he open the season against?
Tyler Flowers opens the season against the New York Mets. Mets got a good team.
I know.
Yeah, there you go, right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait, why don't we like Herman?
He's a backup catcher.
He's not starting?
No.
I guess I'm going to have to get somebody in free agency that's going to get some more impact. Are you sure this guy's not starting? Who is the regular catcher?
I believe
out there?
It's Chris Iannetta.
All right, hold on 1 second.
I feel like you don't believe
Chris me. Iannetta is an old man.
Yeah.
Why are they going with him? I guess the kid is not ready yet, huh?
Chris Herman's not a kid. He's not young either.
He sucks. Does he suck, Greg?
He's not great.
He does. Let me see. Let me go to roster resources because this guy's in the damn starting lineup.
Yeah.
This is the wrong team. How'd I get on this team?
I don't know.
Oh, no, this is the right team. Yeah, Chris Iannetta.
Yeah.
All right, so we got to figure that. We got to go in free agency. Y'all want to help me pick? I got to pick up a catcher.
Yes.
Who am I going to cut, though? I might as well just cut Devin Mesoraco. He's never going to play. I was optimistic on draft night. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
I waited too long on my catchers. That's the problem. I waited too long on my catchers.
Yeah.
Because I figured I could play catcher chicken, you know what I'm saying, with these Tout Wars guys.
Yes.
And it didn't work. So now I got to go, let me see. How do you pick up available players, free agent hitters?
I feel you should have learned this.
This is my first time checking in on this.
Isn't this the Tout Wars team?
Yeah, this is the Tout Wars.
This is your first time checking in on Tout Wars.
Yeah. All right, so now we're updating right here. All right, so I don't even know who these guys are. Alex Avila, does he play?
Does Alex Avila play Florio?
Doesn't start anymore, does he? He's an old man.
I think James McCann starts. I don't even know. What team's Alex Avila?
This is a 15-team league, so it's going to be hard to find. Jared Saltamacchia doesn't play no more, does he?
He's on the white side. He's back with the Tigers, that's right.
No, he's with Toronto, right?
Saltamacchia, sure. He's Russell Martin's backup.
He's a backup, too.
Russell Martin, yeah.
Nick Hundley. No, he doesn't know because the other kid is there.
No.
Oh, Robinson Chirinos.
Robinson Chirinos, that's pretty good.
He plays, right?
He plays?
Yeah.
He backs up? Doesn't he back up? He backs up Jonathan Lucroy.
Oh, yeah, they got Lucroy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. They got Jonathan Lucroy.
That's what we got Florio here for.
I don't want Kurt Suzuki because he's like another Falcon.
What about Norris? Is Derek Norris out there?
No. I'm going to have to let somebody look at this.
I'm here. Well, this is.
Oh, okay.
This is literally what I'm here for. I'm going to have to let somebody look. Hello?
Yeah, sorry. What is Scott saying?
Scott said they may use Chris Herman around the diamond.
Oh.
Where?
Yeah.
Who are they taking out for him?
He has multiple position eligibility.
Who are they taking out? Which of these great players do they have?
They get out time in the outfield.
For who?
I don't know.
As a utility guy.
Give him the headset.
Tell him to come up here. Let's take a break. Tell him to come up here. Let's take a break.
All right. We'll take a break. Clearly, Corey doesn't trust me.
No, I trust.
He wants the king.
I don't trust
he
you,
He wants the king up here. So let's get the king a headset or get him a mic'd up because Corey doesn't trust me. He doesn't trust his BFF here.
I trust you, Greg.
You'd rather talk to the king.
No, he knows this stuff. Not saying that you don't. But, like, he's the king. He's fantasy. You know what I'm saying?
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
He's not doing nothing down there anyway. You know what I'm saying? He's probably eating, like, he's probably eating a Big Mac. Tell him to put the Big Mac down and come up here. Bring his Ross up here.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with the king. We'll try to help us out here in the Road Experts in the Morning. We're back here on the Roto Experts in the Morning on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Corey Parson and Greg Sussman with you going out to you. 10 a.m. Eastern Time, old school fans, the OGs. Coming your way next. Joined by the King, Scott Angle, because Corey didn't trust me. Hey, King.
What's going on? Contrary to what Corey said, I was not eating a Big Mac. I was actually writing an article.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was your breakfast today, then?
I had breakfast at home earlier today.
So what's for? Did you have a, what was for lunch?
Lunch. I got a. I think I got barbecue steak down there for lunch.
Barbecue steak.
Yeah, but that's for later.
Wow. Nice.
I'm writing right now.
Barbecue steak.
Yeah. Writing the next insider report for the exclusive Edge package.
Nice. That's
Blue,
what's up.
The Blue Jays. The Rangers and the Twins.
Blue Jays. Cool. Anyway,
you Mets got a good team.
All right.
You got any
that's true, Corey.
You got any tidbits for us? Blue, or we have to check out the exclusive Edge package.
There are some tidbits that I'm like perusing my notes, and I was just writing about Tulowitzki, and you know they said for the first time in like a long time that he's not feeling anything negative physically in spring training.
Do you think that you've?
So I think
so I've sat across from you for
play 130 games again.
I've sat from you across from you a very long time, and you tell me that every year, every freaking year, how healthy he is.
Well, he's off. It's been a few years since he's been healthy in the spring, though.
Yeah, so I'm not going to do this too low thing.
Yeah, but he played 130 games last year. I think he can do that again.
So he still missed.
He could be like a top 12 fantasy shortstop.
Yeah, right. Whatever. Let's go to the Diamondbacks.
And I'll be writing about Marcus Stroman about the source that I spoke to thinks that you saw the real Stroman in the World Baseball Classic towards the end.
So
that he's more mature, both physically and mentally.
You know what's amazing? Okay, so you saw the real Marcus Stroman towards the end, right? That's what your source said.
Yeah.
Okay. What happened? So his final start, he pitched a no-hitter through six.
Right.
The start before that, he got bombed.
Well, that what he said.
But we don't count that one?
No, what he said is that Stroman kind of locked it down after he got hit hard early. And usually in the past, when he would, he said it was a big defining moment for him because in the past, when Stroman would get hit around like that, he would come into the dugout, he'd throw things, he'd throw a tantrum, and his teammates would have to console him. But instead, this time, he went out and, you know, pitched much better after that instead of letting things fall apart. And he said it was a big defining moment for him.
All right, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, Corey, you have a question for the game.
So Chris Herrmann, they're going to use him in like some kind of super utility role, right?
Yeah, that's what I told you. It's like I got Herrmann in Tout Wars.
Yeah.
I have him in two leagues. I told you I like him. I said the Diamondbacks want to keep his bat in the lineup. Now, right now, Torey Lovullo is saying that he's got three catchers that he's going to split time with between Chris Iannetta,
Jeff Mathis,
and Chris Herrmann. You know, Chris Herrmann probably going to hit his way into this job, I think. But in the meantime, they're going to use him as a utility guy to give other people rest in the corner outfield and corner infield spots.
No doubt about that.
So
see, he can play in the outfield.
So Greg was saying that come out the lineup for?
Right.
He's not going to pull anybody out of the lineup regularly.
Right.
But when they want to rest somebody, Herman's going to get
it
back.
He's a second catcher.
Because they like him as a hitter. And they want to keep his bat in the lineup.
So I don't agree with that.
Well, this is what they've been saying in Arizona.
This
has been the lineup.
AJ Pollock's going to play center field every day.
Until he gets hurt.
Fine. They're not pulling AJ Pollock out of the lineup.
No,
I said corner infield.
I'm literally just going down the lineup. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah. Okay?
Your right fielder is David Peralta. Seems unlikely he comes out of the lineup.
I agree with that.
Right. All right. Paul Goldschmidt's the first baseman. It's a corner. You know.
No, it's not going to be there.
The third baseman is Jake Lamb.
Not going to be there.
Okay. So there's one corner left. It's Yasmani Tomas in left field. Are they pulling him out? Right.
Now, here's what I'm saying is, he's not going to replace any of those guys in the starting lineup.
Right.
He's going to find
but
some
if he
bats,
catches
though.
2 to 3 days a week,
right.
And he plays in a utility spot another day or two a week,
wait, there is no utility spot in the lineup.
No, like, so say
David Peralta is not going to play every single day of the week. There's going to be a day off.
Sure, but why is Chris Herrmann going to play there and not, let's say, Jeremy Hazelbaker?
Because Jeremy Hazelbaker is not a good hitter as Chris Herrmann. It's pretty much
it. If he's such a good hitter, why don't they just catch him every day?
Yeah. What is going on?
It's more about
dying?
It's more about keeping his bat in the lineup from what I've read.
I'm very nervous about what's happening here.
Nobody in the restaurant is nervous though, so we all right.
I don't think that Chris Herrmann has this, like, such an amazing bat though. Like I
didn't say he's an amazing bat. Me and Scott said he can get his bat.
I don't know if they do.
Me and Scott.
What makes you think they do?
He can get 10 at bats a week.
This is what I've read about you know, about the Diamondbacks.
You can get like 10 to 12 at-bats a week, right?
Yeah, Scott? And what I'm saying is look.
Second catcher, that's not bad.
For a second catcher.
He's your first catcher.
If he put
Tyler Flowers.
He doesn't get a ton of at-bats. He doesn't get a ton of it, but for the at-bats he's getting, he's quality. You want that as a guy in your lineup.
I get it. He's had a nice spring, right? Batting 313 this spring. Couple of home runs.
He showed some flashes last year when he got in there, too.
He's doing his thing. He strikes out a lot, but he's doing his thing, though. He's had a very nice spring. I knew I wasn't crazy picking this dude.
No, but the thing is, Herman might not even catch. You talk about catching 2 to 3 times a week. He's the third catcher on this team.
Greg, he's
no,
going
there
to
isn't
get
a third catcher on this team. That's not the. He said he's going to split time between three catchers.
Right.
And I think Herman's going to hit his way into the job. And B, they've already talked about playing him in the outfield.
Greg, I'm comfortable with Chris Herman.
You're talking about a guy who's got some offensive promise that you spend a buck or two and can play four times a week and give you some decent stats.
I'm going to leave him.
That's all I want for a dollar or
two. I'm not even tripping off these dudes on the waiver wire. But
the problem is I don't think you're getting 4 days a week from him. I really don't.
Let's see what happens the first week.
Sure. How do you know this?
Because I think they have better players than him that are going to play. You're just
Jeff Mathis?
Jeff Mathis and Chris Iannetta, they've announced they're going to be their primary two catchers.
That's not what he said. He said he's going to split time between three catchers.
And he has updated,
he has updated that
and said it most likely will mostly be Iannetta and Mathis behind the plate.
When did that come out?
15 hours ago.
15 hours ago. I read the update that he was going to use all three guys.
Let me give you the latest update. All right. He has been on a bit of a roll as of late.
Yeah.
Hitting safely in five straight games with two home runs over that span.
Right.
While Chris Iannetta and Jeff Mathis appear to be in line to handle most of the catching duties for Arizona, Herman's defensive versatility can afford him a chance in a super utility role. The playing time remains uncertain, but Herman's bat and eligibility make him interesting in deeper two catcher formats. You see this us over here on this side of the room? Tout Wars. Side of the room?
You're talking about Jeff Mathis and Chris Iannetta.
I understand they suck. I get it.
They suck.
I understand that.
Let's remember something in baseball, too. A week ago, we were talking about Coda Glover as the closer. Mm-hmm. Now it's Blake Treinen.
Right.
So anything can change quickly. I believe... Now, I know where you're coming from, Greg, because you're saying it's not certain right now, but I think he out-hits both of these guys and gets his bat in the lineup 3 to 4 days a week.
Let me ask you this.
And I really like Tyler Flowers, too.
I like Tyler Flowers as well.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
But there's nothing better on waivers that he's going to find right now. That's my point.
I think I agree with that.
But yeah. Is Chris Iannetta better? If he's going to play more?
What's Chris Iannetta going to hit? Like 180?
Oh, wait a minute.
Florio says Martin Maldonado. Is he better?
Well, no. Let me see if he's there.
No.
Florio knows what he's talking about.
He can't hit. He has some pop, and he'll get every day at bats for the Angels.
Yeah!
What's his batting average going to be?
Oh, it's going to suck.
Yeah, exactly.
But his counting stats might be better than what he's going to get early on. He shouldn't drop, you know, who he has.
I'd rather take a guy that plays 2 to 3 days a week and gives me good numbers than somebody like Maldonado that's going to kill my average.
Hey, hold on. Let's see. Martin Maldonado, alphabetical order. A, B, C, D, E, F, G,
H, I was waiting for Martin Maldonado here.
Martin Maldonado's here. He's here, Scott.
I'd rather have Herman.
Who'd you rather have, Florio?
I would definitely not drop Herman for him, but...
Oh, that was pointless bringing him up then!
No, yeah, I was going to say...
We can drop Mesoraco.
He could put Maldonado in until, you know, he sees how the situation in Arizona shakes
out. Would you drop Devin Mesoraco for him?
I don't know. I do like Mesoraco's upside, but who knows how much he'll play.
I don't want to carry four. I can't carry four.
What, you're going to hit two home runs in like 10 games this year? That's what upside?
Mesoraco, he never know.
No, he's going to be hurt.
1 hour down, one more to go. Here's Mike Lyon at the bottom of the hour. Stick around, more Roto Experts in the Morning coming your way next.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
Hour number two of the Roto Experts in the Morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Alongside the Fantasy Executive Corey Parson, I'm Greg Sussman. Corey, how's it going?
I'm doing good. I got my lineup, I got my batters, you know, for my Tout Wars debut in order, right?
Yeah.
So, and I'm satisfied with what we got out there right now. I might do the Maldonado thing. I'll look at that on Sunday, you know, as we get closer to waiver running and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I think my pitches are pretty good to go, too, for this week. You know what I'm saying?
So you said you feel good about the team this week.
I feel good about the team this week. I may have... Let me know if you think I got a decision to make. Are you ready?
I'm listening. Hopefully it's not Chris Herman again.
Excuse me?
Nothing.
So, Chris Archer, right?
Yeah.
And he's a stud.
Yes.
You start him.
Starting opening day on Sunday. It's the Yankees.
I know. I hope he does well.
Me too. Not really. I hope he gets bombed.
I mean, I don't want him. No. Let's not. You know, I want him like the Yankees can lose this one game Sunday. No. I'm fine with that.
How can they go undefeated if they lose their?
They're not gonna go undefeated. They're gonna go like 81-81. I think that's gonna be their record. 81-81.
No, I probably more than likely.
Huh?
More than likely.
Think that's right.
Yes.
Okay, then I got Cole Hamels, right? Cole Hamels is at Cleveland. No, Cole Hamels is home for Cleveland, and he's home for Oakland.
I mean, it's two starts. You got to start him.
Yeah, obviously I'm starting him.
Okay.
Then the next one is scary. Zach Greinke. He's been throwing underhand. And he has San Francisco and Cleveland this week.
Two starts, though.
Yeah, it's two starts. Does that worry you?
Well, I'm worried about Zach Greinke in general.
Yeah.
But it's two starts, so you're going to have to start him. This is how you drafted him.
Then I have Drew Smiley. He's all right, right? We read something about him yesterday.
Drew Smiley's hurt. Drew Smiley will not be starting this week.
That's right. Drew Smiley got the... Oh, my goodness. Arm soreness. Man, he has arm soreness.
Yeah, he can't start him.
No. I. You know who's on my bench? Who I can't put in for him on my bench? Bartolo Colon.
Oh, my God.
I love Bartolo. He's so chubby. You know what I'm saying? I think he's cute. I want to play Bartolo. So I'm going to put Bartolo in for Drew Smiley. Then I got John Gray. People like John
Gray. Starting opening day.
Yeah, he's starting opening day.
Yeah.
And he has Milwaukee and the Dodgers. I'm fine with that. And I have Trevor Bauer, right?
Yeah.
Scary. Yeah. Texas and Arizona, too. So it's a little bit scary. And then I got Andrew Triggs, right? We like him. Like late round flyer type guy.
Yeah.
And then I got David Robertson. He's going to save every game this week. And then you know who I have.
Jenmar Gomez.
Finally, Jenmar Gomez. The homie Jenmar Gomez. You know what I'm saying? So that's the pitchers right there. I wonder what's going on. Smiley, we'll pay attention to Smiley. But I'm fine with putting Bartolo in there this week.
Really?
You think I should get somebody else?
Probably.
I like Bartolo Colon.
Why?
Because he's nice. You know, who doesn't want Bartolo Colon to do good?
Well, I want him to do well, but like, it doesn't mean like I think he's going to.
Yeah. He always starts good.
Yeah.
So you're
confident this week?
I feel good about this meeting. Let's see the pictures that's on...
On the waiver wire. See what's out there. When are waivers run here?
Should be Friday night. I mean, Sunday night.
Okay.
So Mike Fiers, right?
Ah, Hot Fiers, yes.
You like him?
No.
All right. Scott Cashmere. I think he's...
No, he's on the DL.
Martin Perez? Nope. Mm. Don't want to do that.
No.
Tyler Chatwood? What about Jarrett Weaver? Nah, this is... Juan Nicasio? Kendall Graveman? Oh, my God, R.A. Dickey. Not starting him.
Mm.
Luis Perdomo. This is a 15-team league, right? Oh, look at C.C. Sabathia. If you want, you know, a lot of home runs. Archie Bradley.
But if you want to fight a fat guy, I can put C.C. on your team. He's a fun fat guy.
He is a fat guy. That's fun.
Just to say.
You'd rather have him or Bartolo as a fat guy?
Probably Bartolo's more fun.
And then Bartolo strike people out.
CC doesn't train anybody out anymore.
It's that thing that he's,
so it's over.
He's kind of Archie Bradley. What's the deal with him? Nothing. We don't like him. Animal Sand. These are the bottom of the barrel guys right here. I don't like this. Yeah, oh my God!
What?
Shasheen. He's opening day starter.
He is. That's right.
Maybe we should pitch him. His team sucks though.
Yeah.
Matt Garza. He still plays. Oh boy.
He's on the DL.
Seth Lugo.
He might not be in the rotation.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He isn't in the rotation. I don't want to say Mike.
He's not in the rotation. They could put Zach Wheeler in. They could have put Seth Lugo and not Zach Wheeler.
Yeah.
Maybe Zach Wheeler's here.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's too many Mets on my team.
Too many Mets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Matt Cain. Maybe 7 years
Mets
ago.
Got a good team.
That's enough. Thank you. Mm-hmm. this is bottom of the barrel. This is slim pickings right here, Jack. There's nothing I can do with this, Greg. I'm going to have to throw Big Fat Bartolo out there. And I have no problem with that either. I'm going to be watching that game, my fingers crossed, though.
This is pretty impressive. It's pretty exciting.
You think your pitchers are better than mine?
Yes. Although, as I read on RotoWorld earlier this morning, they all sucked.
Yeah, that's true, too. They are better than... Their pitching staff is not better than mine. You don't have... See, what happens is... See, this is the thing with my pitchers, right? You look at my pitchers and you be like, oh, this is kind of tough. You know what I'm saying? Zach Greinke throwing underhanded. You know what I mean? Some people are down on Cole Hamels. Madika is not really up on Cole Hamels like that. You know what I'm saying? Drew Smiley, arms, it's sore. Trevor Bauer is a hit or miss, right?
Yeah.
What they don't understand is Zach Greinke was camouflaging his issue like throughout the spring. Mm-hmm. So when he gets out there for real, he's going to be the same dominant Zach Greinke as he's been in years past. That's what I think is going to happen.
It's possible.
And he gets, you know, San Francisco to start. Nice, big, you know, nice. You know, well, San Francisco, they can hit a little bit on the road. Let's see how this first week goes before we push the panic button. That's where I'm at. I think before we push the panic button, let's see how the first week goes. So there you go right there.
Okay.
But I'm satisfied with my guys. These are my guys.
Your guys.
Adrian Beltre is the captain.
He's the captain.
He has the C on his shirt.
Not Captain America, though.
No, Adrian Beltre. Who's my manager?
I'm going to be my manager. President Corey Parson?
Huh?
Corey Parson's the manager.
I wonder if Barack Obama wants to be the manager of my Top Wars team.
Why don't you ask him?
Yeah, so Barack Obama's the manager.
He already said yes, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who's the GM?
Is that you?
I'm the owner.
Okay.
Who do you think we can get to be the general manager?
Maybe Theo Epstein's available?
Nah.
No.
He has to worry about the Cubs.
Okay.
I'd rather get somebody like retired and bring them back. You feel what I'm saying?
Somebody retired and bring them back.
You think Joe Torre would be my general manager?
Well, Joe Torre's never been a general manager.
Huh?
He's never been a general manager.
I know.
So why would you want him to be your general manager?
I think he can do the job.
It's not very nice.
Yeah. Joe Torre's my general manager. Barack Obama's the manager. Joe Torre's the general manager. No. Joe Torre's the manager. Barack Obama's the general manager. And I'm the owner.
There you go.
And Adrian Beltre is my team captain.
Okay. Anything else?
We need a team mom.
To bring oranges for you guys?
Yeah, you know, it's orange, you know, and take them, you know, pizza parties and stuff like that. You know, a team mom to kind of organize everything. So we need a team mom. I don't know who the team mom is going to be. Because, you know, we have players. See, Dr. A can be the trainer. You feel what I'm saying?
Yep.
Then he can keep an eye on JD's foot for us, whatever. Right, and then he can also keep an eye on Drew Smiley's arm. So that's his two jobs. And then we're going to put Bartolo on a weight program. So there you go right there.
I don't know. I don't know.
We need a nutritionist. We need to hire a nutritionist because we have Bartolo on the team.
I don't know if that'll work. Hey, by the way, you want to update on your poll?
Yeah, who's winning?
Brandon Phillips, 56-44.
Okay, all right. So that's good.
You dig that?
Yeah. He's in the lineup right now. Brandon Phillips is locked in right now.
Okay.
So if the poll increases, I'm gonna start whoever wins the poll.
That's it.
Craziest thing
works.
I've ever done in my life.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yes.
I'm happy about this team. Right? So let's. You want to look at Ronis's?
No.
All right, cool.
Well, you know, why'd I do that?
No, I just want to make sure, because that's who we have to take out. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so, I wish it was head-to-head.
Me too. Yeah. I'm all about the head-to-head.
I wish it was head-to-head. Let's see, Adam Ronis. All right. All right, so, okay, this is his line, because I think we can beat these guys.
I said no, and you just did anyway.
No, Greg, bear with me. His catchphrases are Jason Castro and Stephen Vogt.
It's not great.
No, it's not it's great, exactly.
Probably better than yours. But
not much better than mine. Not much, not at all.
Okay.
His first baseman is Eric Thames. It's not great.
Maybe he'll suck.
Yeah, exactly, maybe he'll suck. His second baseman is Jonathan Scope. Jonathan Scope is his second baseman.
He's good,
but Neil Walker is not a ham sandwich.
No.
No, all right, bet. His third baseman is Kyle Seager. He's good. He's pretty good.
You got nothing
good.
There?
Who was my third baseman again? Oh, mine's with Adrian Beltre, my captain.
Captain.
Yeah, but his is a little bit better.
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Then he has Mike Trout, Nelson Cruz, and Jonas Cespedes.
Hmm.
That's pretty good.
Those are good players.
Yeah, those are good players right there. Some might say the best, Mike Trout, you know what I mean?
Yeah, most people will.
Yeah. Then he has Jason Heyward and Josh Reddick. Jason Heyward sucks.
So is Josh Reddick.
So, yeah, exactly. So it kind of bounces out right there. All right, so then his corner is Alex Bregman. He's good.
He's real good.
And his middle is Asdrubal Cabrera.
He's Met.
Then he has Manuel Margot.
Oh, I like Manuel Margot.
In his util.
Yeah. I like Manuel Margot.
It's only, but these guys, nobody's guaranteed here. So he might have a little advantage in batting. Like, if I'm like an 8.5, he's like a 9.2. A little advantage in batting. Okay, let's look at his. Okay, now there's pitchers. Remember, my pitchers were great, right? So he has Corey Kluber. I got Chris Archer. Same thing. He has Kelvin Herrera for his saves. I got David Robertson. I'm better.
Are you?
Huh?
Are you?
I think so.
I don't think so.
He has Julio Teheran. I got Cole Hamels. What do you think?
I like Cole Hamels.
Me too. He has Danny Salazar, who can be...
I like Danny Salazar.
Any minute, Danny
Salazar. He's better
Salazar.
Than Bartolo Colon.
Yeah, he is. But is he better than Zach Greinke?
Yes, I think so.
All right, then he has Kevin Gausman.
He's better than Bartolo Colon.
Who's better? Yeah, Kevin Gausman is better than Bartolo Colon. And see, Drew Smiley's... Ronis hasn't had no injuries. Oh, but look, then he has Adam Ottavino. What, Adam Ottavino don't have a job.
Not necessarily.
There you go right there.
Yep.
And he has Dylan Bundy, who's been a disappointment.
Has he been?
For the most part.
He was good last year.
Then he has Mike Fulton-Evich.
Yeah.
Nothing special here. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Then in his reserves, look, he got Coda Glover. Can't do nothing with Coda Glover.
No.
You see? Then he got Nate Cairns.
So now you're going to have to spend some money on Blake Treinen to make sure that Ronis doesn't get him.
Treinen was probably drafted in this league, Greg. This is Tout Wars.
I knew you were Tout Wars.
Yeah, the best of the best playing. Available pitchers.
Yeah.
So let's go by... Let's sort this and see if... Because if Blake is out there, I might as well... I need to bid Ronis up. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because I can send, like, a message. All right, so go and pick.
RST. We're waiting. I'm waiting happily.
You can talk about something.
No, this is the Tower Wars section of the program. That's what we had listed
here. Talk about
here.
Something while I'm... Blake Treinen is on waivers.
Told you. Yeah, now you have to spend it so Ronis doesn't get him.
How much you think? I'm not going to go crazy for him.
But you're going to make sure Ronis doesn't get him.
I'm not going to go crazy for him, though.
That's your goal in life.
I'm not going to go crazy for him, though. Because I said on the news just yesterday that I would go 7 or 8% of my budget. I already got saves. I got Jinmar Gomez. I got, what's the other homeboy name? David Robertson. I'm satisfied with my situation.
Okay.
But I do probably should put a couple dollar make you holler. But Ronis has Coda Glover in his reserve, though. But Adam Ottavino don't have no job.
Mm.
So he's going to be paying. He's going to try to get Blake this week, Ronis. I don't want to make it mono a mono, but
that's what you did. He's ready to put his team out here.
Floyd, what do you think about his team?
He doesn't want to contribute to this.
I want to contribute.
Oh, what do you think about his team?
Your team?
Ronis's team.
So TV's been going over. Even though it's not mono, mono, that's all he cares about.
I remember on draft night, I thought you and Ronis, teams both stood out.
Thank you very much.
But I did speak to Corey the other day at Tout Wars, and I said, you don't care if you finish 14th as long as Adam Ronis is 15th.
But it's not mono and mono.
It's not mono and mono. This is for the little guys. Yep. We got this Mike Lyon coming up.
Yeah, Mike Lyon 9:30. But when we come back, we're actually going to do some bracket madness. Remember a couple weeks ago, or was it last week? But we did a whole March Ad Sanity.
That was fun. I remember that.
So we got the final four, which is all about social media, how much interaction they'll get during the final four.
Let's do it.
So we got the semifinals. Of course, we got that going on this weekend. Who's going to get the most? April 1st, that's tomorrow, that's Saturday. That's when the Final Four happens. We got the champion to be crowned on Monday. Final Four is set. Corey and I break it down next.
All right.
We're back here on the Roto Experts. Corey, March and Saturday wrapping up because it's the final day of March.
Yeah.
Final day of March.
Remember we talked about March 1st, what we thought this biggest story was going to be on April 1st?
Oh, yeah.
We did. We'd be getting ready for North Carolina and Villanova rematch.
You did say that.
That's not going to happen.
I said WrestleMania.
You said WrestleMania, which is going to happen.
See, I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what everybody else said.
Yeah.
Nobody. What is the biggest story, though?
What is the biggest story?
I guess it would be South Carolina's in the Final Four.
Is it? So it's tough, and we said this actually at the time, that it's tough because...
Oh, you know what the biggest story is?
What?
The Cavs suck.
I don't know. Is it? Is it like... No, you know the biggest story of March has been? It's not even a joke.
What?
For real? LaVar Ball.
Yeah, you're
all
right.
All we talked about in March is LaVar Ball. Not even Lonzo Ball.
LaVar Ball.
Yeah. LaVar Ball. He has been the story of March.
Crazy. Good for him.
Good for him.
Yep.
Ball the brand, man.
Ball the brand.
Yeah. March and Saturday. Talked about this a couple weeks ago. I want to get back into it now. Because the Final Four is set. Now, we picked the champion previously, and I want to see how our brackets are doing. Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. So, in the top region, Buffalo Wild Wings is in the Final Four. That was our champion.
Yay!
So, we're still alive. Our champ is still alive.
Let's go, B-dubs.
Okay. In the bottom region, we had Allstate there, remember? 15 seed we put there.
Okay.
Allstate, he was...
the homeboy from the commercial.
Dennis Haysbert, of course.
Yeah.
And then you had Mayhem, right?
Yeah, Mayhem.
Allstate Mayhem.
Yep.
Got upset in the first round.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, he was technically a 15 seed, but we thought we had him in the Final Four. Allstate upset in the first round. In the Final Four there, Pizza Hut.
Nice. Okay.
You're okay with that?
Uh-huh.
All right. You're okay with that. All right. As we go to the top right region here, do you remember that we had, I believe, we put Wendy's in the Final Four up there, right? Does that sound right to you?
Wendy's does a great job.
All talk about the frozen beef patties, and
yep.
I know they're interacting this week. And McDonald's announced that they're going to try to get rid of some of their frozen beef patties, and Wendy's responded, "Some of them."
Nice little Twitter beef,
right? So, literally, how about that Twitter beef? Ring the bell, Florio.
You got a Twitter beef.
Nice Twitter beef.
Bing.
That was good. That was good. Yeah.
How did he get the bell downstairs?
So we had Wendy's in that Final Four, remember?
Yeah, we did have Wendy's in our Final Four.
And they are
Wendy's
in March and Saturday's Final Four as
there
well.
You go,
they
right
made it.
There.
They made it. So it's two out of three thus far. It's pretty good.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing. I just got it. Somebody just told me who could be the. Somebody just sent me a message on who the team mom could be.
Do I want to ask you?
Sure. They said the team mom could be Lisa Ann.
Okay. So bottom right region. Bottom right region here. This is a tough one. You got Powerade, you got LG, Reese's.
I remember how much I told you I love LG.
You love LG.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who do we put in the finals?
Did we put LG or Reese's in the final? I think it's wrong that we put the peanut butter cups in the final four.
I think we did too.
Yeah, because we like peanut butter.
I think we did that too. You know what? They're in the final
four.
Which means three out of our final four teams have made it.
So who's going to be the social media champion?
Social media champion. The first matchup. Final four, Buffalo Wild Wings taking on Pizza Hut.
Wow, wings versus pizza. That's a terrific matchup.
I do want to note all four Final Four teams are food.
Okay, all right.
Buffalo Wild Wings, Pizza Hut, Wendy's, and Reese's. All four final teams food related. People like tweeting about food.
Yeah, all right, so I see that.
Okay, well, I just think it's interesting to note.
You don't think this is a legendary matchup right here?
I do.
Wings versus pizza.
Well, I think it's the ultimate. Like,
I want to get pizza today. Now that I think about
it's right next door.
Yes, yeah, the dollar pizza is good.
It's only a dollar.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is what it is.
Yeah,
I'm a simple man.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, wings versus pizza. What would you normally prefer?
I like wings. I'm a wing guy. You know what I'm saying? Especially B-dubs. You know what I mean? I'm a wing guy. B-dubs. Pizza Hut is good, too. I love Pizza Hut. But I'm going to give Buffalo Wild Wings the slight edge.
Okay.
My daughter, my daughter would be like, my daughter will eat a box of Pizza Hut by herself. Legit. At 6 years old.
Okay. But she tweet about it, though.
She's not on Twitter. She wants to get on Snapchat, but her mother won't let her.
I don't like the Snapchat. I'd rather her be on, like, Facebook, I think.
Yeah. Well, she's too young for social media, period. At this point.
Does she have an iPhone?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she has an iPhone. The hell she, you know, she needs to be on social media.
It's crazy, right?
She got Buffalo Wild Wings by a hair. I also go Buffalo Wild Wings in this. Now, I know normally when you're watching a game, Corey, are you ordering pizza or wings?
I'm ordering wings.
You're ordering wings.
I'm ordering wings.
I know you're a B-dubs guy, too.
I am a B-dubs guy. They got one in Harlem.
Right. I would also go B-dubs.
Yeah.
Certainly over Pizza Hut. When it comes to chains in general, Pizza Hut chains in general, Pizza Hut's not normally my go-to.
Okay. Do they have Buffalo Wild Wings in your neighborhood?
They have one around here.
In one west side, though.
On the west side. So
is it on the east
one.
Side?
No.
Oh, boy.
But I do like the B-dubs mm-hmm. a lot.
You come to the one in my neighborhood is connected to the Magic Johnson Theater.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
What's your go-to flavor?
Oh, I like you know what? I've always been like the jerk.
Caribbean jerk.
Yeah,
Caribbean it's delicious. Jerk.
Yeah, but you know what I've been on recently? I wish I had time to go to B-dubs today. You know what I've been on recently, though?
What?
The Parmesan.
I can't believe you said those two.
Yeah.
So I normally get like 10 wings, split two sauces, or whatever, 12, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Half Parm garlic, half Caribbean jerk.
I'm on the Parm
garlic.
That's
the move.
That's the new guy for me right now. I tried it for the first time a couple months ago. I loved it. I fell in love with it.
Yeah. For those reasons, we're going Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings advances.
And also, if it's a close game, you know everyone's going to be tweeting about, what Buffalo Wild Wings do, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Everyone's going to be tweeting about Buffalo Wild Wings. All right, other side of the bracket. This Wendy's war with McDonald's. This ad, it's working on people, Corey.
Yeah.
People like Reese's, though. I like peanut butter.
Peanut butter and chocolate is a very good combination.
Yeah.
I don't really eat that much Wendy's. No Wendy's in my neighborhood, number one, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
I don't like mayo on burgers. I had a chopped cheese last night. I don't like mayo on burgers.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really my thing.
Okay.
I'm satisfied with Wendy's. I like the milkshake is good.
Softy?
Yeah, the softy is good.
Uh-huh.
The baked potato is good.
Right.
I like their fries.
Okay.
I don't like the mustard on the burgers.
Mm-hmm.
And Wendy, the logo with the little girl with the red
Wendy.
Hair. Yeah, I don't like that.
Now, who do you think has more social media interaction, though?
Wendy's is a beast on social media.
Mm-hmm.
She's a beast. I think it's B-Dub versus Wendy's.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
It's B-Dubs versus Wendy's here. I think the social media war with McDonald's is good. People are talking about it. I know Wendy's is also tweeting at like wrestlers for WrestleMania weekend. Social media game, top notch.
Yeah.
They're making people interact, making people talk about their product.
No doubt. Good shout out to Wendy's. They do a good job with that. I wonder who's in part of their social media team, because mm-hmm. I want to hire him to
run our social media
for my Tout Wars team.
What about the Roto Experts team?
They got their own money. Yeah, I'm not in charge of hiring for that.
You're going to pay somebody for your tower team?
Huh? To promote
your power team. You're going to pay for that. Instead of the radio show that you actually have a job for.
An intern.
Well, I'd like to promote our show.
Hmm?
Make us lots of money.
Oh, yeah, then I'll do that.
Okay.
Investment.
The finals. Wendy's versus B-Dubs. Hmm. Same final we had. Nothing's changed.
Wendy's versus B-Dubs. Like it. Give me Buffalo Wild Wings for the W.
I feel
though.
Like you think this one's easier.
I really do.
This one's not a hard one for you.
Mm-mm, not at all.
I agree. I also think it's Buffalo Wild Wings, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you have a close game. Everyone all around, they have programmed people to talk about Buffalo Wild Wings. It's a nice job.
Yep.
It's a nice ad campaign. But let me ask you this, Corey. Consolation bracket doesn't exist, but if it did, I got to ask you. Consolation bracket. Pizza Hut versus Reese's. How'd you break it down?
Pizza Hut.
Nope. Pizza Hut. You love peanut butter and chocolate.
I like peanut butter and chocolate, but you going to sit up there and eat 35 Reese's, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Whereas Pizza Hut, you get a couple slices, fill yourself up, you know what I mean, go to sleep.
And you get that lunch, the buffet at lunch, which is like very cheap.
Yeah. My pops lived down the road from a Pizza Hut that has their buffet.
We did it in college. Mm-hmm. We ate too much. It felt disgusting.
Where's that one at?
Right on Route 1. Nobody goes to that Pizza Hut, but it's on Route 1.
Oh! Yo, I went to that Pizza Hut one time.
Right.
It was me, Jaden, and Kennedy. They were little. I don't think Kennedy was even walking yet.
It's really just
something.
You and
Jaden. Yeah. It was something in the septic. They had the septic tank and overflew.
Oh, my God.
And it's that same Pizza Hut. It smelled horrible
in there.
So why
did you stay there? Why don't you go somewhere else?
I don't. We did end up leaving. Yeah. Okay. We did end up leaving. It was disgusting. Yeah. Jaden was like, Daddy, what's that smell?
That's your sister.
Nice one.
Thank you. All right. There you go. Buffalo Wild Wings are champ. Pizza on the champ of the consolation bracket. Check out March and Saturday right now. BoldWorldwide.com/March-Ad-Sanity-2017-Brand-Bracket. It's Bold Worldwide's March Ad Sanity. Give it up. Hey, by the way, the experts, Don Pavia, he picked Pizza Hut as his champion. Brian Cristiano picked Wendy's. Rob Cressy, Buffalo Wild Wings. All three of those teams in the Final Four. They're experts for a reason, Corey.
There you go right there.
Yeah, there
they
you go.
They know what they're doing.
They're not stupid. Hey! Check it out. Bold Worldwide, March at Saturday. Take a break. Come back. Is Mike lying? We'll find out next. Roto Experts in the morning. Is Mike lying coming up? Hey, we just did March at Saturday, Corey. I didn't realize.
Yep.
Time to make your Final Four picks. You know, make your finals. That's on Monday. We'll do that Monday. Who you got on Saturday night?
South Carolina and North Carolina.
Battle of the Carolinas
for the national championship. You know what I mean? It's going to be very tough for South Carolina to pull it off going up against a oh my God, I can't think of the school's name now. Oh, this is so embarrassing. South Carolina's playing
Gonzaga.
Yeah, I was about to say Butler. I always mix up Gonzaga and Butler.
I understand that. The two major mid-majors.
Yeah, exactly.
The two major mid-majors. That's, you know.
So I think South Carolina, I'm hoping South Carolina can pull it off. I think North Carolina has an easy time with Oregon, though.
Really?
I like Oregon a lot. Oregon's good, but
right.
I think North Carolina have an easy way with them.
Okay. I think North Carolina will win that game also. Even though I had Oregon losing to UCLA there, I think North Carolina will win that game. I totally agree. And on the other side, it's a good game between Gonzaga and South Carolina. But I think Gonzaga wins. I think Gonzaga's just a better team.
Okay. No, I feel you on that one. You know what I'm saying? Gonzaga probably is the better team, but I'm riding Cinderella's story.
Yeah. All right. Gonzaga and North Carolina is my picks. Then he's got the Battle of the Carolinas. We'll talk more about that on Monday. It is now time.
So for one shining moment, you got North Carolina versus Gonzaga?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
That'd be fun.
That'd be a ton of fun.
That'd be fun.
Opening day and then one shining moment.
That's right.
Roy Williams cutting down the net.
Mm.
You don't like that?
No.
Yeah.
I would be rooting hard against North Carolina. Hey, Mike Flory, what's up, man?
I didn't know if that was like a bad grunts or like a, yeah, like Roy Williams cutting down the net.
No.
Corey, how are you?
I'm doing well, Mike Florio. How are you doing, son?
I'm good, man.
Very nice. Studley pitchers with Syndergaard in the Grom. They just having a good time with me making positive comments about the pitiful New York Mets.
Doesn't happen very often. You got to take advantage of
it. It won't happen much more often. Oh, Ricky Nolasco has been out since the Angels opening day started.
We knew that.
The Angels have trouble in their rotation.
Flurry, who do you got tomorrow night in the Final Four?
I'm rooting for UConn. If they win, I will win some money in my bracket. I'm sorry, UNC. I don't know why I said UConn.
Who the hell is UConn?
UNC. Huh? The U's get me confused. UNC.
The U's. Because every goddamn school has a U, Florio. They're all universities.
It's either UConn or UNC, mostly.
What about the U? That's Miami.
Yeah, they haven't been good in quite
UConn long. Didn't make the tournament. Miami did.
Screw Miami, first of all.
What about, like, every other U?
All right, I made a mistake. I'm sorry.
University of Michigan, University of Maryland.
UNC, I will be rooting for them. I would like to see South Carolina
USC,
get in.
Is USC not count? Is that a thing? It is, Florio.
All right, there's lots of U's.
Thank you. That's all I was looking for.
I'll be rooting for the Carolinas. I think that would be an interesting matchup.
Fair enough. All right. So is Mike Lyon. Matt Modica, defending champion. He's not here, Corey.
No, Corey Parson, the defending champion.
No, he's not. Matt Modica is.
Matt Modica is in Las Vegas.
So that makes you the defending champion?
Excuse me?
So does that make you the defending champion?
By default.
Okay. Would you go first or second?
I'm going last.
All right. So that means
that's me versus you.
That's it. 1-on-1. With a great one. Here we go. Florio, let's do it.
Prior to last season, Jonathan Villar did not have a season with more than 15 stolen bases.
Johnny Villar, who stole, what, 62 last year?
Yes.
Did not have a season where he stole more than 15. Is that correct?
Yes.
I believe you're lying.
Corey?
Corey, it's just me and you here. It's...
He said he's lying. I'm zoned out.
Once I say something, you gotta respond.
All right, so he said, repeat the question. Jonathan Villar hadn't, before last season, Villar did not have a season where he had more than 15 stolen bases?
Yes.
I think you're lying.
Okay, I am lying. So you both get a point.
Aha!
But before last year, he did not have a season with 20 stolen bases. I thought if I made the number 20, though, you guys might have been like, oh, well, he didn't play much.
Right. So we're right.
Yes.
That's all that matters.
Yep.
One. Let's do it. Corey, go next.
Nolan Arenado has the most RBIs over the past three seasons. Active players, though. I took out David Ortiz.
Nolan Arenado has the most RBIs of active players over the last three seasons. I am going to say that that is false.
I also think that's false.
It is false. One player has more.
Corey, you answer first. You have the opportunity to go first.
One player has more. Three seasons, over 100 RBIs. Has to be a good player.
I like how Corey gets to his guesses.
Who's been good for the past three seasons.
That's right.
Driving in runs. Josh Donaldson.
Not a bad guess, but no. He's actually fourth, just behind Nolan Arenado. Because first was David Ortiz. We took him out, though.
That's a great... Donaldson's actually a great guess.
Yeah.
That's a great guess.
Literally four behind Nolan Arenado.
Wow. Great guess, Corey.
I did the best I could.
I'm impressed with that. I'll say Miguel Cabrera.
Oh, that's a good one, too, Greg.
That's also a good guess, but he is not the answer. He is 11th during this span.
Damn. All right. Corey, back to you for this one.
So you got to think somebody who's been consistently healthy, consistently driving in runs. It wasn't Bryce Harper because Bryce Harper was bad last year.
Right.
It's not Manny Ramirez because he don't play no more. But I'm going to stick with the name Manny and go Manny Machado.
Also not a bad guess, but no.
Damn it.
Okay. So now we've left Mike Trout on the board, obviously. We've left all the Cubs on the board, but the Cubs weren't great until the last 2 years, really. So... that leads us to who? Oh, boy. You know what? I'll say Mike Trout. He's the best.
Mike Trout was eighth during
the season.
It's tough right there. I kind of feel like...
Do it one more time.
Somebody
one more
told
guess.
Me something crazy.
One more guess, Corey.
All right. Oh, I think I got it.
You got it.
Nelson Cruz.
Close.
Oh!
No, he was seventh during that season.
Oh, yeah. Thank God. That was scary. All right, which leads you to me for the last one. Thank God. That was scary. That Nelson Cruz was right. I thought you nailed it. As soon as you said Nelson Cruz, I was like, oh, that's correct. That's very correct. All right, for me, my guess in this span led the league in RBIs, not named David Ortiz. I believe the person is... Oh, boy. I really have no idea.
I thought you had a guess when you were...
I know. I tried to just make it seem like that. Edwin Encarnacion.
Good boom.
Oh!
Son of a gun. That was a good guess right there, so you get that.
He hit 336 RBIs, Arenado 324.
Nice! Greg with a 3-2 lead as we go to question number three.
Mark Melancon has the most saves over the past three seasons.
Ooh, Mark Melancon has the most saves over the past three seasons.
I will say that... That is false.
Executive?
I also think that's false.
It is true.
Oh, we both wrong.
Well, I wasn't sure if Jason Gurley was traded when he was traded 3 years ago or what. That was what I got confused about.
Melancon has 131 saves in that span. The next up is Kenley Jansen with 127.
Nice. Yeah, Jansen was the guy I thought it was. But I guess not. It's Melancon. Okay. Corey?
No one has more WrestleMania losses than Mr. WrestleMania, Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania losses.
Mr. WrestleMania here.
I'm a Shawn Michaels supporter, too.
Are you? Okay.
Do you think there's someone that has more losses?
Sweet, sweet chin music.
Yes.
Got to tune up the band.
Yep.
Greg is tuning up the band.
My son used to do that to me.
Did he kick you in the face then?
Yeah, he did. He was very little when he was doing it, though. You know what I mean? Like, I would get down on my knees, you know what I'm saying, and wrestle with him. Mm-hmm. And then he would kick me in the face. Then he started getting too big, and I was like, put your damn foot on the floor.
This will hurt.
I'm going to say this is true.
I'm going to say this is false.
This is true.
Wow, yeah. Corey beats me in a wrestling question.
There's two guys who have just as many losses as him. No one has more losses.
Wow. Are we allowed to guess who has the same amount of losses?
I was going to say, you're the host.
I guess we can do that. Sure.
Repeat what you said, Florio.
Two people have the same amount of losses as Shawn Michaels.
Okay.
Corey, isn't it crazy that he has this many losses? It's 11 losses, by the way.
It's a lot.
He's Mr. WrestleMania.
It's crazy.
11 WrestleMania losses.
Can you name...
He just shows up and loses.
Yeah. How many wins does he have? Do you know that?
I'm not sure offhand.
Okay. WrestleMania losses. Gotta be somebody that's been around for a little minute.
Mm-hmm.
This is obviously not my wheelhouse.
Sure.
WrestleMania
you
losses.
You wouldn't know the other guys, though. They're not like...
They obviously have to be around a long time, so yeah. It couldn't just be like random dudes.
Yeah,
we're not gonna be like Baron Corbin or something.
Right, here's...
Oh, let's go with, what's my homeboy name out of nowhere?
Randy Orton?
Randy Orton.
It is not Randy Orton. That's not a bad guess, though.
Man.
It's a good guess. I'll go with Triple H.
That is correct.
Yeah, Triple H is a good one.
Greg knew that one.
Yeah, I knew that one. That's why I thought he was... I said false. I thought Triple H was the answer. All right. There's one more guy, right?
One more.
Corey?
Mick Foley.
No, not a bad guess, though.
Chris Jericho?
No.
One more guess, Corey.
Batista.
No.
11 losses at WrestleMania. That's a lot of losses. Oh, man. The Big Show?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Greg takes a 2-point lead on that
it's
one.
2-point lead. It's a big
that
one.
Wasn't fair.
It wasn't
right
fair.
There.
But you got the first. I got, you know, I gave you a point for it, so. All right. 2-point lead for me. Question number 5. Is that right?
Yes.
Here we go.
Over the past three seasons, no pitcher has allowed more home runs than James Shields.
No pitcher has allowed more home runs than Jimmy Shields. I believe that's true.
True, also.
Yeah, it is true. He's allowed 96 home runs in 3 years.
Jesus.
Gas can.
It's crazy. Big game, James. Speaking about big games, I'm having a big one. I'm up 2 points. We're halfway home. We come back. Corey will try to take me down. Stick around. Red Wexford in the morning wraps up after this. All right, it's Mike Lyon. We're halfway home. Come up next, of course, COGs of Fantasy, Old School Fantasy. What's going on, Old School? What's popping today?
Today on Old School Fantasy, this is what I'm thinking. We are going to look back at spring training, and we're going to talk about some of the storylines that happened in the spring as teams get ready to break camp and come up north. We'll talk some spring training. I'll go through some of my I'm currently in the NFL and in fantasy football draft and fantasy football auction. I'll get some of the guys' thoughts on that. So that's what we got coming up on Old School Fantasy. Please make sure that you hang out and stick with
tune
us.
Tune in. I want you to tune in.
Yes, because my children would greatly appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Michael?
Braces 2017.
Braces
2017.
I got to do that. I got to go down there in a couple of weeks and get that done.
The braces?
Yeah.
Maybe if you win as Mike Lyon, you'll have a good start.
This is Mike Lyon. I got to win this
one. You
got
to come back.
Yeah,
down
this,
two.
This one has a prize, a financial prize if I win this one. Florio got to give me $150.
I'm going to ask all wrestling questions.
Hey, question number is lead you on your way. Question number six, please.
Nolan Arenado was the only hitter last year with at least 40 homers, 100 runs, and 100 RBIs.
Corey, it's your question.
Nolan Arenado was the only player last year with what?
40 homers, 100 RBIs, 100 runs scored.
40 homers, 100. Yes. No, was he the only one is the question. Oh, I think somebody else did it.
40, 100, and 100.
I think somebody else did it too. I'm gonna say this is true.
See,
I'm gonna say this is false.
You think someone else did it?
I think somebody else did it.
So someone in your head, you got somebody in your head that's done it, obviously.
Yes.
And you're right.
Or maybe I'm giving you my poker face.
All right. I'm gonna say it's true. He's the only one.
Greg widens that lead.
That's ridiculous.
Not only is he the only one, though, this is pretty crazy. There's three hitters who just missed each by one in each individual category. Like, Dozier had...
I was going to say it was Dozier.
He had only 99 RBIs, so he missed that by one RBI. Chris Bryant missed it by one...
I was
going
to say Chris Bryant.
...by one home run. He had 39. And Encarnacion missed it by one run.
I wasn't going to say, but I had Dozier and Bryant. I had them teed up. Son
I just think it's
gun.
Crazy they all missed by one of each.
I think I should get a point for
category.
That.
You don't. Question number seven.
Daniel Murphy had a higher WOBA than Chris Bryant.
What are we doing? WOBA?
This is ridiculous.
I had to throw one in there.
Daniel Murphy had a higher WOBA than Chris Bryant. True.
I'm up first, but that's fine.
Right.
Sure, true.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I gained nothing off
that. Good job with your WOBA.
Question number eight.
Here we go.
Despite the streak,
ooh,
Undertaker has main evented WrestleMania only once.
That's intriguing.
It's your question.
Undertaker.
I have Greg thinking. This is a good question, then.
I think one... I've watched a lot of Undertaker WrestleManias. And I think the last time I paid for a WrestleMania, I think Taker was the main event. I won't say this is true.
So the question is, he's only main evented once, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's false. He main evented like 5 times, obviously.
Oh, you were bluffing?
Of course I was bluffing. He main evented WrestleMania 13, which was the first one he main evented against Sid. He main evented against Shawn Michaels, Edge, Batista. It's a total bluff.
The one on Batista.
According
to
518 Sports, which is where I got this question from,
yeah,
he's done it 3 times.
He's done it more than 3 times.
They had Edge. They had... I don't think he did it against Triple H.
He didn't. I didn't say that.
Oh.
He did it against Shawn Michaels.
Yes.
He did it against Psycho Sid.
I think those were the three they had.
I believe Batista, we just said.
Was that the main event?
I believe...
Which year would Batista
their main
been?
Event was the final match.
I understand. No, I understand. 2000... WrestleMania 23. Let me check it out. I thought that was a minute. Hold on.
Isn't it crazy that two pay-per-views are like...
Oh, no. It was John Cena versus Shawn Michaels was the main event. I don't remember that match.
I didn't know they had a WrestleMania match.
I don't even remember that match. Nevertheless, I still write.
Yeah, you got a commanding 4-point lead with two questions to go.
And I am up first.
Of qualified hitters who hit 300, Miguel Cabrera led them in home runs.
Say it one more time, please.
Of all the qualified hitters that hit 300, Miguel Cabrera had the most home runs. Maybe that's a better way of wording it.
Of all the players that batted at least 300, no one had more home runs last year or over the last 3 years or what?
Last year.
Last year. Than Miguel Cabrera. False.
This is active again because David Ortiz is always in there.
Corey?
Hold on 1 second. I'm making a transaction.
What?
Huh? No. Fire stick transaction.
Not even Tout Wars?
Jailbroke fire stick.
I have one. I'd like it jailbroken.
Well, too late.
Okay, well, can you ask the question?
Repeat the question.
Of qualified hitters who hit 300 last year,
Miguel Cabrera had the most home runs?
Yes.
The answer to that question is false.
You both say false. Corey, you're a bad strategy on your part, man. This is true.
That's darn it.
You could have gotten...
I would have still lost anyway.
38 home runs tied with David Ortiz, but like I said, we take him out of there.
Do you know what also happened at WrestleMania 23?
What's that?
Donald Trump got stunned by Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah!
What?
There was a picture when the McMahons visited the White House, and it was like Stone Cold has stunned 80% of the people.
Yeah, it was great. The only people he hadn't stunned was the kid. Was like Shane and Steph's kids.
and that's just he hasn't stunned them yet.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, question number 10. Mike Trout was the only player to steal 30 bases and hit 20 home runs.
Mike Trout was the only player to steal 30 bases and hit 20 home runs. This is false.
I also think it's false.
It is false. There were three other players who did so.
Points on the line for Corey Parson. Corey?
Go ahead.
No, it's you. Huh? You got to name players, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm doing something.
Why would you be doing something else? You're trying to win a game. I should just eliminate
you.
You
already won.
Yeah.
Anthony Rizzo.
No. He had like seven stolen bases.
On. Sorry.
Come on. Carlos Correa.
No.
Francisco Lindor.
No.
Francisco Trout.
Yes. Well, the question was Trout was the only one.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
You were paying attention.
I'm just trying to name players, man.
This is a pretty pitiful game, is Mike Lyon.
Well, I did well.
You did good. I got wrestling damn questions.
There was two wrestling questions.
There's only two wrestling questions, dude. You got one of them right. Nevertheless, let me continue trying to think this out.
Three players. Three. Two of which are first round picks.
Yeah. Chris Bryant?
No.
Corey? Oh, I'm an idiot. I'm so stupid.
Mookie Betts.
No.
Jose Altuve.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Gosh darn it. I should have known that, too.
Yeah.
There's another first-round pick and a guy who goes pretty early in drafts, too.
That's an obvious one.
Charlie Blackman.
No.
Oh, that's a good guess.
That's not a bad guess, though. I don't think he had the steals.
That's a good one. Another first-round pick. Who's like another... I don't know. Who is the answer, Florio?
Paul Goldschmidt and Gene Segura.
You should have known, man.
Stupid. Hey, WrestleMania Sunday, man. You watching, Corey?
If Chris have a WrestleMania party, I'll show up.
All right. I'm going to watch it. I'm pretty pumped up. GST tomorrow. GST draft tomorrow. Talk about that on Monday. Opening day Monday. WrestleMania Monday. Sunday. We got a hell of a show on Monday. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. This weekend's going to be great. Final Four. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy opening day. Have fun. Listen to the OGs. They're up next. Corey Parson and Greg Sussman. Thank you, Michael Florio. Have a great weekend. We'll be back here Monday morning, 8 a.m. Eastern. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. See ya.